You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU, and I'm Kurt Hosworth, host of Class Eclectic, on the phone with a special guest from the Crystal Falls region. We're talking about the Crystal Theater once again with Angie Dahl. Good morning, Angie. How are you today?
I'm great, Kurt. What a wonderful summer we're all having, isn't
it? Absolutely. Yeah, it's nice to finally get some warmth, flashing back about 6 months prior to now. I was just really hoping to get to this point, and here we are. It's finally summer, so it's kind of nice to finally be able to get outside in shorts and get out and do some exploring, and maybe for our listeners also to get over to either get over to the Crystal Falls area, or if they're listening in the Crystal Falls area, they want to know what's happening at the Crystal Theater. So that's why we have you on the phone this morning, and I know we have a concert that's coming up this Sunday the 22nd. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
We do. We have Dave Wickerham, who Dave's specialty is theater pipe organs. And Dave actually is a resident of the Crystal Falls area. Part of the reason that Dave has settled in the Crystal Falls area is because there is a theater pipe organ there. And but Dave travels all over the world. He just came back from down in the Tucson area. Last year he had a tour in Australia. He travels all over the world playing some of the best theater organs that there are around the world. And so he's just kind of, it always amazes me the gems that we really have in our backyard right here in the UP, people who have chosen to live here because of the unique opportunities there are in the UP. And Dave is one of those. So he's home for a few weeks this summer and going to give us a concert at 2 o'clock on Sunday. That's this coming Sunday. And Dave will play both the Mighty Muller, our theater pipe organ, as well as the Steinway piano. He'll go kind of back and forth between those two keyboard instruments.
That's so cool that like you said, he lives in the region, and that he's at home behind the organ and the Steinway, and also that you have those once again in the theater for him to be able to use and for other artists to use. So that sounds like a really great treat and a great Sunday afternoon to really see the virtuosity of the artistry on display there and to hear those beautiful instruments in the Crystal Theater. So very cool. That's Sunday, July 22nd at 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. Dave Wickerham. So very cool.
Yeah.
And that's part of the gem of the season. So that's part of the gem season ticket package there.
So if you've got a season ticket, that's going to get you through the door on that.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a season ticket, individual events or tickets are always available through our website. That's the easiest way to grab those.
Great. And you'd mentioned, this is going to be a little bit of a segue, but you mentioned in your backyard. Now, before we were talking on the phone before this interview, you were telling me a little bit about the Fungus Fest that is in the Crystal Falls area. And when I heard the word backyard, it made me think about the giant thing that's underground. Could you tell us a little bit? And it's just a curious piece. Can you tell us a little bit about why you have the Fungus Fest in the Crystal Falls area?
It is curious, and I wish I was, I'm probably not the best spokesperson for the fungus, but I'm going to give it a try.
Yeah.
many years ago, biologists discovered that there is a giant fungus, and we mean that in the most loving, best terms possible, that grows in the ground in the Crystal Falls area. If you dug up your yard and you'll sometimes see like this meshy spider web kind of fungus that, and it's often not recognized as a fungus, but that's what it is. But when you see this meshy kind of thing that's growing just below the surface of the ground, it is one single organism, and this particular fungus covers hundreds of acres in the Crystal Falls area. So it has been, lots of biologists have come in to study it because it is the single largest fungus known right now.
Yeah, that's just so incredible. And the history behind that, and like you said, the science behind it too, is so interesting that Well, as I was looking through the brochure of the Gem of a Season and everything else, there's the Blues Brothers. They're going to be performing August 3rd after the Fungus Fest Parade. So that's why I wanted to kind of touch on that a little bit.
Of course. Well, you know, any excuse for a fest, right? So the
exactly.
World's Largest Fungus seems like a very good reason for a fest.
Yeah.
So we will. The theater is very involved in the fungus festing. And we are welcoming back the Blues Brothers, and that's B-L-O-O-Z-E, but they are, they don't even call themselves a tribute band. They are, they have the Jake Elway knockoffs, they have the Blues Brothers car, they do, and they have an incredible band that comes from the Chicago area. Big brass instruments, the horns, saxophone, big sound vocals, and they just put on a great show that has every, we had them there about 3 years ago and really wanted to bring them back to do something like a festival weekend.
Yeah.
So they are coming back, and they're actually going to be the grand marshals for the parade.
Oh, nice.
Which is at 5 o'clock that day. And we're going to be a little loose about the start of the concert because the concert's going to start when Jake and Elway can get on the stage after the parade. Really, they're entertaining. They do this, you know, shtick, the Jake and Elway shtick, but they great, fabulous music. They have some vocalists with them. They're about an 8-piece group.
Nice. And they're going to be performing music from back to the 40s to today, it looks like. So from lots of different genres of music, that's going to be really full of energy, I'm sure. So
yeah.
Very cool. And that'll be Friday, August 3rd. And also that weekend, there's something happening on that Sunday evening as well. Could you tell us a little bit about the family reunion here?
Yeah, we're going to wrap up the Fungus Fest with kind of a little more mellow sit down and just enjoy yourself on a Sunday evening. This is the Ole and Lena live performances. This is a couple out of northern Minnesota who very much have the Youper culture, the northern Minnesota culture as their theater production. Mm-hmm. So they do a series. They're all musicals, and everything is Ole and Lena, and being family reunion season and Humongous Fungus Fest is an excuse that a lot of families and class reunions and things like that have in our area to have their reunions. So this will be a full theater production, musical, just the two actors, Ole and Lena, just entertaining us with music and a lot of humor, and a lot of colloquial humor.
Oh, yeah.
And colloquial linguistics about, you know, Ole and Lena, and we all know all those jokes, right?
Oh, yeah, and it kind of makes me think of the movie Fargo with the whole Minnesota nice accent and kind of the Midwest feel, like you said, with the linguistics. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of humor that comes out of that kind of mind frame. And like you said, too, it's a great opportunity to bring your family together, bring your spouse, your loved one, whoever it is, and have a nice, maybe more calming wrap-up to the Fungus Fest that weekend, too. So that's Sunday, August 5th at 7 p.m. And since we're speaking of August, I know we're looking ahead a little bit. We do have a pretty big name that's coming to the Crystal Theater that we want to let people know about, right?
I do, because Judy Collins.
And
Judy Collins is going to be at the theater. This is the second year that we are doing what we're calling our Legends series. And so Judy Collins is kind of the peak of our season on August 19th at 7 p.m. And I just wanted to make sure we got that in today to talk about that because we do anticipate that show selling out. Mm-hmm. There's a handful of tickets left. So if you've got that on your summer agenda, or if this is the first you're hearing about it, you do need to get on that sooner rather than later. Seating for that event is reserved seating, which is different than what we normally do. So I want to make sure and just point that out to folks.
Yeah, kind of pay attention to your tickets and everything.
right. So, please log on to our website and get your tickets now And I, you know what? I am so excited about this because it's just, and you know, it's the kind of music that we can bring multi-generations to. And I've already seen that in the folks who are buying tickets. You know, grandparents have their grandchildren up for a week at the lake, and it's going to be 3-4 generations coming through that door and sharing really good music that's really embedded into our culture. And I just love that idea.
Yeah, that'll really translate across the generations. And yeah, again, really good to make sure that people are aware of such a big name coming through the area, and to really make sure you get tickets for that. So yeah, again, head to thecrystaltheater.org, or you can also call for details, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and then again, this is one of the Legend series events. It's not part of the Gem of a Season. So again, make sure you're taking a look for tickets for that. That's Sunday, August 19th. The Crystal Theater will be welcoming Judy Collins back to the stage at 7 p.m. Very cool to hear that. And I know that there's been a little bit of buzz here. Some of us have been talking about how cool it is that Judy Collins is coming back to the UP as well. So very cool opportunity there. And I'm speaking on the phone with Angie Dahl. She's from the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls, covering all the bases, talking about summer events and a little bit more about some of the really interesting things in the area, like the Fungus Fest. That was really cool to hear about. So thank you for telling us a little bit about that today as well. Angie, is there anything else that you want to add about the season here?
Just really quickly, I just a step aside for some different programming is that next week, starting on the 23rd, is our children's theater.
Yes.
So if you are, that's a week-long day camp. It's totally free to participants. It's been underwritten. So it's a week-long, kids coming for 6 hours a day, learning different theater techniques and putting a production together. That they'll have two shows on Friday and Saturday. And like I said, it is free to kids who in the area to participate in. And they will also each receive two tickets for one of the performances so that mom and dad or grandma and grandpa can come, you know, to the performance too. So we're just really excited about that. It's kind of our summer camp version at the Crystal Theater.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. And that'll be starting July 23rd, so this coming, a week from today, this coming Monday. So,
correct.
Great, great. Okay, well, Angie, that's about all the time we have for the time being. Thank you so much for taking some time to tell us all the great things happening at the Crystal Theater in Crystal Falls. Once again, thecrystaltheater.org, or you can call 906-875-3208 for more information and ticket information as well. Thank you again so much, Angie.
Thank you, Kurt. We'll see you at the theater.